AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Former President Donald Trump's former lawyer and former fixer, Michael Cohen, is being grilled by the defense in Trump's hush money trial. The AP's Julie Walker is at the courthouse in New York.
Donald Trump, at times, slouching back in his seat at the defense table, eyes shut, perked up as his lawyers got the prosecution's star witness, Michael Cohen, to admit to stealing money from the Trump Organization and never being charged. The money, part of a deal to pay Redfinch back, Cohen telling jurors he gave the tech firm $20,000 in cash in a brown paper bag instead of the full $50,000, pocketing the rest and then some. Trump's son Eric in court with him, posting on X, "This just got interesting. Michael Cohen is now admitting to stealing money from our company." Trump's lawyers trying to show Cohen is out to get Trump, who pled not guilty to falsifying business records to cover hush money payments. At criminal court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
In Tehran, hundreds of mourners crowded into a downtown square holding posters of President Ibrahim Raisi and waving Palestinian flags. Raisi and Iran's foreign minister were killed in a helicopter crash. The Iranian government has not released a cause of the crash. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says he is committed to keeping U.S. weapons moving to Ukraine. He met with 50 defense leaders from Europe and around the world.
We're meeting at a moment of challenge. Putin's invaders have launched another offensive onto sovereign Ukraine territory. And the Kremlin's forces will try to make further advances in the weeks ahead and try to carve out a buffer zone along the Ukrainian border.
The International Criminal Court could soon issue arrest warrants for war crimes and crimes against humanity in the Gaza Strip in Israel against leaders of Hamas and Israel, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. President Biden's son Hunter pressed for a delay in his federal gun case, asking an appeals court to pause the Delaware trial set to begin next month. This is AP News. Target plans to cut prices on thousands of items this summer.
Food, drink, household goods. This as inflation cuts into household budgets and more Americans pay closer attention to their spending. Target says you'll see lower prices on food items like milk, bread, fruits, and vegetables, and on goods like pet food and diapers. In March, Target reported its first annual drop in sales in 7 years, 1.7%. Last week, McDonald's said it's planning to roll out a $5 meal deal next month to counter slowing sales and customers' frustration with high prices. Walmart enjoyed strong quarterly sales last week, driven by customers looking for bargains. I'm Rita Foley.
Red Lobster has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Some restaurants in the 56-year-old chain have closed. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.